With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns.
The bump stocks were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices found the Trump administration did not follow federal law when it reversed course and banned bump stocks after a gunman in Las Vegas attacked a country music festival with assault rifles in 2017. A Texas gun shop owner challenged the ban, arguing the Justice Department wrongly classified the accessories as illegal machine guns.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Biden administration says it was the right call for the accessories that can allow a rate of fire similar to an automatic weapon. Also on SRNNews.com, a federal judge says the government's antitrust case against Google over its advertising technology will go to trial in September, rejecting both sides' request to rule in their favor as a matter of law. The Justice Department had initially sought a jury trial, but it was replaced with a bench trial. A murder and child abduction leads from Louisiana to Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi Police Chief Joseph Wade says a suspect is in custody after two girls ages 4 and 6 that were the subject of an Amber Alert in Louisiana were found.
This is an innocent 4-year-old child that's no longer with us because of the actions of a coward.
Sheriff's officials discovered the body of mother Callie Brunette in her home Thursday. Her stolen car was found in a wooded area in Jackson. The body of the 4-year-old was found nearby. A canine unit tracked down the suspect, Daniel Wayne Callahan, about 2 miles away from the scene. He's believed to have been acquainted with the mother. Audio courtesy WLBT. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is down 115 points. The NASDAQ composite losing 15. This is SRN News. Scotland tracks down on pro-lifers.
Lawmakers have passed a buffer zone law that will ban demonstrations, including silent prayer, within one city block of all abortion clinics. Scottish pro-lifers say the new law is a violation of civil liberties and criminalizes dissent. Buffer zones have been tried in the U.S. and mostly struck down by the courts, but this country has stronger religious freedom and free speech laws than does Scotland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman, has failed in his challenge to the world aquatics rules that stop him from competing in elite women's races. Three judges at the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Thomas does not have standing to bring the case. He had asked the court in Switzerland to overturn rules approved in 2022 that he claims are unlawful and discriminate against him. This is SRN News. A rescue mission is underway in northern Pakistan to try to reach two Japanese climbers who have been missing in a remote mountain area.
This is now a race against time to reach the two climbers in what is a bitterly cold and inhospitable environment. Thursday's helicopter operation, whilst successful in locating them, was unable to ascertain their condition or if they were even still alive. The pair had been attempting to summit the 7,000-metre-high Spantic Mountain without the assistance of guides when they went missing on Tuesday, with rescuers using their footprints in the snow to help locate them.
BBC correspondent Tom Bailey. The UK general election campaign underway. Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and main opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer are tussling over tax issues. Starmer is predicted to become the first Labour Prime Minister since 2010. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.